Hi, everybody. Well, today is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship, which means we'll be going to the Lightship normally about 10 minutes, sometimes 15. So let's we'll be doing that in maybe, we'll just say about 40 minutes, I'm guessing, 35, 40 minutes. And today's date is 7/18, so July 18th, 2015. And we'll clear today and tomorrow, and so we'll be doing the two numbers, 18 and 19. So here we go. Let's clear today's energy and just see if you feel a change in your body. Remember, your body, you know, relates to all these things because you're controlled by the planets and the aliens, so they give you time and give you dates. So here we go. That's the matrix energy and other things, too. The grid lines underneath you that you're standing on, you know, underground bases, what's out, you know, above you in the skies, so stars and planets, and plus the vortexes. So here we go. Let's clear away one of these here. So this is July 18, 2015, today's date. So clearing it. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll clear tomorrow, which is the 19th, July 19th. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That feels a little heavier. Whoa, here we go. Clearing it. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So why would it be heavier tomorrow? Well, maybe some people out there are going to be on difficult timelines. Remember, the timelines keep going, so whatever happened to you today, you're still on that timeline and it's in existence tomorrow, so maybe something is happening that's going to be a little more negative, possibly. Or it could be more positive, too, because that's going to be energy's energy, but normally they like to feed off of our negative emotions and also pain energy. But here we go. Let's release more of the energy tomorrow. So stronger. Stronger, oh boy, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. And let's bring up the light beams here, everybody. So if you have three of them up, we'll energize those for you all at one time. So each light beam photo will have three light beams in it. So it'll be 3 times 3, which is 9 light beams. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we have our conference call tomorrow, the 8-hour call, starting at 10 o'clock Pacific time. And that's where we take away alien replicas and critters that are attached to you, causing you problems. So let's do a clearing here for maybe pain that you may have. So let's do a pain clearing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. So let's see if Ann is out there. Are you out there, Ann?
Yes, I am. Good evening, Ron, and good evening, everyone listening. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. As Ron mentioned, later this evening during the show, we will have a visit to Creation Lightship. So to prepare for that, you want to choose one physical issue that you're having. I think we always have new people listening, so I just want to be sure that everyone is on board and understands what is coming up. And if that feels good to you, which it's sure to, and you have this wonderful experience of the Lightship, tomorrow Ron mentioned his 8-hour call, and that means you can be on Creation Lightship for 8 hours of healing. And there's more information about that on Ron's website, which is creationlightship.com. And you can still sign up for that and join us. He does it 3 Sundays in a row, and I have to look at my calendar. That this might be the last one of the month, or is there one more? Just opening
I believe
up.
There's one more.
No, there is one more. So tomorrow, the 19th, and then again on the 26th of July. So we're looking forward to that. And if you're new and you'd like to sign up for it, you still can do that on the website. So thank you, Ron, for all those date clearings. And you mentioned that tomorrow is heavy. Did that clearing take us off some of those timelines now?
It probably did, yeah. So remember, when you're not in the now, and, you know, being human, it's hard not to be, you know, you could be all over the place. But if you're in the now, then the aliens really don't have much usage for you when you're in the now. So then you're with your spirit, and you're not relating to time at all. But when you relate to time, then all of a sudden you're on those timelines. Well, I guess one way to kind of relate to time is maybe you're going to the dentist, okay? So you get in your car, you drive to the dentist, and they're going to do some drilling or something, which could be painful. And you're a little nervous, and you're sitting in the office, and you're maybe 20 minutes early, and you keep looking at the clock, you know, as the minutes pass by, and now you're getting more anxiety coming your way. And that puts you on all different timelines. So not only do you have the one that you initially thought of when you made the appointment, now you're on all other ones. And as each minute goes by, you're on a different timeline as you look at your clock or your watch, or they tell you what time it is. So that's how timelines kind of work. And from there, what are they doing to you on those timelines? So anyway, I'll just turn it back over to you, Ann. But that's the whole thing, is timelines are what you really don't want to be on, because timelines normally deal with the law of cause and effect. That's the dark side energy. And, you know, as a pendulum swings one direction, then it goes to the other, from plus to minus. So you want to be in the neutral as much as you can. And when you're in source energy and you get off of the timeline completely, then you're with your spirit and you're at peace. The timelines will not give you peace. It'll give you an emotional situation. It could make you feel very happy, and it can make you feel very sad. And you just know that you're on a timeline when you have those experiences, because, you know, now you're on it, and you could be on hundreds of them. They may like what they're doing to you and taking and stealing more of your spirit energy along with your body energy, and you're feeling awful. So I'll just turn it back over to you, Ann. We'll see what we can do tonight for healing for people. So
yes, Ron, thanks. Go ahead.
So maybe we could do something. We've been talking about timelines a lot. Any ideas on timelines? You know, we did some last night going back 5 years, 10 years. Maybe we can get an email from somebody or see if anything comes in, see what they may want to request. Maybe somebody had an experience that wasn't too good and they want to get off that timeline. So back to you.
Right. And, well, someone wrote in, Ron, last night that something was being messed up like several times in a row with her receiving money. Checks were getting returned in the mail and not being deposited, and she wrote in to ask what was going on, and you suggested she do more timeline crashing. And she wrote in to say thank you for the response, and then she said, I did timeline crash of anxiety over not receiving the money. Any suggestion to write in the timeline crash box to get on the right timeline?
Well, once you get it released, then you should be in neutral with it. And so that's why you want to do timeline crashes, is to get neutral. Now, possibly because the check's in the mail, and that would mean that your abundance is in the mail, maybe there could be an issue with money. And you need money, and that anxiety of not having the money is putting you on those timelines. So maybe the issue may not be getting lost in the mail or returned. Maybe the issue, you know, deals more with maybe you're allergic to money, and, you know, you're repelling it because you need it so desperately that you become allergic to it, and you start, you know, having the energy leave you instead of drawing it to you. it leaves because of all your attachments to it. So you're coming into the lack energy and enforcing the lack energy each time the money doesn't show up for you. And that could be just another issue that you have ingrained in you, maybe, as not wanting money, not liking money. You know, everybody typically wants to have money, but maybe there's an issue. Maybe you stole money in the past and got your hand whacked off or something like that, and you know, one of your ancestors did it, and you're afraid to get money, even though you need it, and there's that anxiety about having money. So, you know, we can go different directions. So back to you. What did you have to add to that, Ann?
Well, I know one time someone told us, and it happened to me, so it may have actually been me, that a New Age so-called teacher and healer was telling people to give away their money to various charities and things. And you said that's your life force energy. He's basically telling you to give away and lose some of your life force energy. So I'm wondering if we could make this sort of being physically, our body and our spirits, more integrated in one with money, if we could help people if they think of it as that's my life force energy. Like, is that something that you could talk about a little bit more, Ron?
Well, you're putting a lot of energy into money. Everybody does that. Money makes the world go around, we'll say. So naturally, you're employed, having a job, and, you know, they don't supply you with a place to live, typically, and food every day. So, although some people could have that. But normally, you know, you have your own bills, and you're waiting to get that paycheck to cover your expenses. So that means that you're in debt. So we can do a clearing for being in debt. Everybody typically, you know, can be in debt. At least you're in debt when you're before you buy something, in a sense. You know, if you go to the store and you buy food, that's good. But you need to get the money to buy the food. Now, what happens if you buy or get too much food in your shopping cart and you can't afford some items? That's because you're in debt, because you don't have enough money to put out for other items. So that kind of puts you as a debtor. But let's just clear being in debt. So here we go. Think of something like that, if you like. So one, two, three, four, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So let's do a timeline crash for you being a debtor or being in debt. So that could be anything. It could be like you have car payments, right? Maybe you have, maybe you had one cat, for instance, and that cat had kittens, and you liked the kittens, and then the kittens had kittens, and now you got, 20 cats around. And, you have to buy them food, and you don't like that. So now you're coming into, you don't have enough money, so now you're feeding your cats instead of you. And, you're kind of in debt to your animals. That's another way of looking at it. So let's just clear being in debt on timelines. And just see how your body responds to this here. So one, clearing that. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. I used to work with a man. He was a builder, and he would say, or did construction type things, and he would say, nothing makes me happier than looking at my accounts, and I see who owes me money, and I just know the money's out there, and it's coming, and I never rush, and I never worry about it, and I always thought that was a really good attitude to have. But people get into a true panic, usually, if they don't have their money, and I think that's what happened to this listener who pulled herself out of it, of course, because she did her clearings. But I do empathize with people that happens to, like they feel like they're going to die almost because they don't have money or they don't see where the money is coming from. So that being in debt is, of course, so closely related. But what else could we do for people that are feeling that panic of survival?
Well, let's remember, we're working with cause and effect energies. And light doesn't exist. So we just did the debtor, okay? So what's the other term? You got the creditor, right? The creditor
right.
has all the money, and the debtor owes money to the creditor. Our banking system, you know? So here we go. We're just paying bills, you know? So here we go. So let's put you into the role, like you mentioned with your... a person that you knew or worked with, he had all the jobs and he had money coming in at some point because he knows that he has all the invoices to get paid. So let's do now creditor. So here we go. You're now a creditor. So one, taking away the energies there that's preventing that. So one, two, three, four, hope you're smiling, everybody, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. And there's something with appreciation, Let's just look at something on that. Let's just say that... you have a car and it's not running too well, so you go to your local mechanic, okay? So there's two ways to look at this from the mechanic's viewpoint, okay? So ideally, the best situation would be he'd be sitting in his little office there doing something, hopefully working on cars, but maybe he's just now taking a break, and you roll up, and he should be going, oh, boy, this is great. I got a customer, and I'm remaking some money, okay, from that customer. They have problems, and I can solve their problems. And so he's now a creditor, and he's very, very happy with that, okay? Now, the other way to look at it is the same person who's fixing the cars. He's now in his office, and he sees you pull up, and he goes, oh, God, this person has this car, and this thing has all these problems. And, this model is like the nightmare, And, oh, geez. And so all of a sudden he's putting blockages in his way of fixing your car. And also he doesn't appreciate the money that you're giving him because he sees it now as a lot of work. So where would you rather be? Would it be the money's coming or, man, I really got to suffer and work for this money? And, that, too, could put him into being a debtor because he's now in debt to you because he has to fix your car. Instead of you doing him a favor of paying him money to work on your car, it's like turned around the other way. Now he doesn't really want to even see you because the car's a headache, and he's going, oh, gee. And now he's dreading working on your car. So, and he got money either way. So, remember, you could have that situation going on in your life with say being a debtor, having to pay for things all the time, and looking at prices when you go into the store and you can't afford this, so you buy something else, and that happens a lot. I'm sure everybody out there listening probably does that. You buy what you can afford, so you can't really get what you need. You get what's gonna work for you. And so that could be a big issue on timelines. So you could be stuck on the debtor timelines, and nothing ever really works out the way you want it to because the timelines are on there and you're resonating to that. So I guess back to you, Ann. We'll see what you can add to that.
Well, it's very interesting, Ron. I'm glad you brought up appreciation because that is something that, I don't know, I feel like it's important in our lives, like to appreciate what we do have, and just in general, I think it's a good life philosophy. Is it an I guess if you get emotional, it isn't good, but is it, you would say appreciation is a positive state, right?
Yeah, it probably would be. Remember, it'll bring the opposite to you, too. You know, but and you want to be in the neutral, but basically you want to appreciate, you know, what you have. Because it took you, if we're talking about money, what you have in your life is what you had to buy and pay for, and hopefully it's paid for, you know, unless you're doing a car payment or house payment or something or, you know, whatever you have, you know. You know, you're still in debt, but you need to appreciate it so that you can maybe get away from having that debt weighing you down and bring it into another realm where you can appreciate it. And all of a sudden now you may have more money coming to you because you're resonating with appreciation. So you may get on the appreciation timeline instead of the debtor timeline, and you're still paying money. And maybe the appreciation timeline, maybe there's more money flow there, where the debtor one is just going to bring you more debt. I'm just sort of like talking out loud here just to look at how the aliens can work with you. And they're still getting energy from you. You see, regardless of what you do, they're still tapped into you. So, you know, a lot of times, you know, they'd rather give you something that's painful and or emotional traumas, but they're still getting energy from you when you're jumping up and down, you know, and your check comes in the mail or whatever, or you're that car mechanic and you really appreciate each customer who comes in there because they're giving you money to fix their problem. So it just depends how you look at it. So back to you.
Yeah, I just saw a person in a coffee shop. It was a place that didn't accept tips, or they didn't have a tip jar out anyway. And a man gave the lady $1, and she said something like, you know, what am I going to do with this? I thought that can't be good energy for someone, because someone gave her a gift and she acted like, oh, it's just $1.
Well, yeah, that, or maybe she, you know, there was nothing there for a tip jar. She didn't know what to do with the dollar.
Well,
maybe she's a clone. No, well, geez, you gave me $1. Where do I put it, you know? Maybe she's looking for something to ring up, you know,
well.
For $1, you know. Remember, they may not be in their program. They don't know what $1 is for a dollar tip. They may not have that. All they know is they got to work, you know.
Right. Now, you know, I'm really enjoying still talking about money, Ron, and what keeps coming into my mind is that exercise you've given us before about having some cash with you. Can you explain to people, in case we have new listeners or people want a refresher, how we do that money exercise?
Yeah. A lot of people do this. In fact, the people in New York do it a lot compared to the other, you know, California venues, because I do see people coming up. Maybe they're bolder in New York, but, you know, one person showed me his money belt. It was a male. Another lady had stuff on her. And so what you do is to take what you can afford maybe out of your bank account. And the people that are in New York that I dealt with, they normally would get their hands on $1,000. That may not be in your reality, but, you know, they would get $1,000 bills. And then from there, if they would clear them on the object clearing on the website so that it's good, you know, good energy now, neutral. I shouldn't say good energy. It's neutral energy. And now they put it on them next to the body, next to your body or their body. And that way you start to realize that this is a part of you in a sense. And then you have, typically with money, you have three fears. You have fear that you're going to go off on a spending binge and spend all the money, you know. So one is that you're going to be spending the money that you have, burning a hole in your pocket or your money belt or whatever. And then the other one is you're going to lose it. Now, these are all fears that people have. Those are like fears. And then the next one is it's going to get stolen from you. So all those energies there, fear of losing money is going to repel money from you because you won't be attracting money because, you know, you're afraid to lose it. So you don't want it. You know, the one of you overspending or, you know, then you don't want it because you know that you're going to be overspending and that could put you as a debtor. Maybe you put something on layaway or something and you put a little bit down on it, but now you got this big bill afterwards. So, and then the last part is, you know, having it stolen from you. So once you wear it, now you're dealing with those three different types of fears and it could be anxieties or whatever. You know, if you're afraid you're going to get mugged by having the money on you, that's going to be a lot of anxiety. So you're going to be working through that anxiety. And then the money itself, you're just resonating to it, and it becomes a part of you because it's so close to your body, comes into your auric field, and everybody's going to see you typically is, well, this person has $1,000. But they're not really going to think that you're going to be stealing it from you. It's just that you're worth $1,000 or that you're radiating, you know, your wealth in a sense, okay? So from there, you have it for about a month on you, and it could change your whole reality toward money. So that's what a lot of people do. And you just clear it off, maybe each day with the object clearing, so it doesn't get contaminated with your own energy system. You want it to be neutral when you put it on you. And that's what that's what people do, and they say it's great. They come and they're smiling and they show me the money, but they go, this works, you know, because I can now attract money that I couldn't have before. So I was afraid to have it. So anyway, that's basically what people have done. So back to you, Ann.
And part of the reason for that exercise is to get our bodies used to accepting money and having money with us and on us. I was remembering that one listener wrote in one time when you gave this exercise and said that they put their money in a pants pocket and caught themselves as they were walking around actually holding it away from their bodies. And that was a good lesson for that person to say, wow, I was actually holding money away from me instead of letting it touch me and be close to me.
Very interesting. Wow.
Yeah, so that was a good thing to learn. We had a request, Ron, for a betrayal clearing, and this person is talking about something in a relationship that their partner, went out with a different person on them. But I thought it kind of applies to money, too. Maybe people have been betrayed over money issues. Could we have a sample of the betrayal clearing?
Sure. Here we go. So betrayal. Okay, here we go. So that could also maybe go a little sideways into maybe self-worth. So here we go. Betrayal, releasing that energy of your own particular situation. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So let's do like heartbreak. So heartbreak could be, in a relationship, you don't really think of that. That we're, you know, talking about somebody going out on somebody else or, you know, but, you know, heartbreak, you know, let's just say that you have your $1,000 on you and you're really happy and then all of a sudden, you know, you remember you went to the dressing room at the store and you tried on some clothes and now you're in your car and you think, oh no, my money belt's gone. So how's that going to affect you? It's going to put you into fear mode. I'm sure it's going to close your heart down. It's going to make your heart probably pound a lot harder than what it was, you know, because you're going to be scared. And so let's do a clearing for that, okay? So heart energies, heartbreak. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 100, 101, 102, 103, 104, 105, 106, 107, 108, 109, 110, 111, 112, 113, 114, 115, 116, 117, 118, 119, 120, 121, 122, 123, 124 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. We have a question, another timeline question. And last Friday, a listener wrote in and said that they'd had a strong reaction with a heavy timeline crash. And you told me that you have to do some investigation into the main issue. Could you give me some feedback today if you found out something? Now, do you remember, Ron, who this what this situation is?
No, I don't go back that far a lot of times, so that's a long time ago.
I was going to say maybe this listener could write in some more.
I sort of do remember it, that I had to look at something, but, I mean, it's like 100 years ago to me.
Yeah, I remember that the person wrote in. We don't need to know exactly, you know, what the issue is, but if you could just send in, I know they're listening because they sent this in during the show tonight. So if you could just send another, put a couple of details into that fast chat for Ron, and that will jog his memory a little. So I'm trying to think if we've, you know, completed the money thing. What about regret, Ron? Like if you look back in your life and you think, oh, I should have invested in that, or I should have taken that job, or I never should have taken that job, and you might have a lot of regrets about money and feel you know, if you've made different decisions.
Well, then, you know, that energy is holding you in bondage, you know? So if you think about something and, you know, you are, you know, you look at it and you know, you should have done it, or maybe you shouldn't have done it, you know, then right away, get out of it. Whatever it is, then release yourself out of that energy. So, you know, I think we got a regret clearing on the website, but, you know, if it's pushing your buttons, then start over again. You know, don't hang on to the past. Don't let the past run your life. You know, like if you have all these cats, we'll say, and, you know, the first cat you liked, and then you got more and more and more. Now you have 20 cats. Well, it's up to you to say, you know, I don't want to have cats any longer, or I just want to have one, and even though the cats like you and everything else, it's your choice whether you want to be, in a sense, a debtor or a slave to your cats. But you're always a choice to change. So, you know, just look at it and go, oh, been there, done that, and moving on. Because you have to move on. Otherwise, you're having your past reality control you. And that's not living. You know, you're not living. You're causing yourself to be tortured. Get out of it, you know? So that's kind of, that probably goes with anything, you know, basically, you know, what that people deal with. If you don't like it and it's causing you, you know, you're staying awake at night or you're worrying about something, then see how you can get out of that situation so that you're at peace again. And they'll push all those buttons, and the aliens will love that, and they'll put you on many timelines to wake you up at night to worry about the situation. They love doing that. So, yeah, but we have, I think we have a regret clearing on the website. And from there, you may want to just see if what you're dealing with, you know, is a copy and paste timeline. Maybe, you know, this similar scenario happened 20 years ago, around the same time or the same month. And you're going, wow, yeah, you know, this seems sort of familiar to me. Then you may want to go back and timeline crash 20-year time ago, because that now is still running on you, and get rid of that one so you can get rid of, you know, what's holding you in place right now which will be the copy and paste version of it. And remember, it'll be, you know, they always say, you know, your scenarios will be emotional stuff. It'll be similar issue, same issue with a different person, different face. And, you know, just do your clearings, figure out where you are and how you want to change that to bring peace into your life. And then, you know, start over again. That's what the clearings do, is gives you the chance to start over while you're hanging on to your past. And the past now is running your life. So back to you.
And also, Ron, mightn't some people be going through something that is like a story from their families, maybe their parents or grandparents, and you know, or just different soul family members, and you know, you could think, geez, something just like this happened to my grandmother, and then you might
very very good, yes, and you wonder why you're dealing with it. Well, it's in you, it's a part of you, and you know, now that you know your grandmother had it, now you can get rid of it out of yourself. And if you don't get rid of it and you have a child, now they got that issue. And sometimes the things skip generations. And, you know, so, you know, you're probably more like your grandparents than you are like your parents, okay, as far as energy. But aside from that, you know, you're always a choice to recreate your reality, but you need to get rid of the old reality because you just can't walk away from it. You need to clean it out of you. You know, it could be dormant in you, but, you know, the aliens will figure out a way to activate it. That's what I'm trying to say. So you want to just get back with a clean slate. You know, a lot of people try to put Band-Aids on everything, and then all of a sudden they hemorrhage, you know, at some point. But just know where you are and release the energies, you know, find out what clearing you might need. You know, ideally, you know, I would say if you have a half a dozen whole lifetime clearings, you should be doing pretty darn well, because that will take care of most of your stuff. And then from there, find out where you are and, you know, how your reality has changed and how things aren't bothering you like they used to. But yeah, you can recycle these things, and then you can get entities also to come in. You know, entities of your relatives can come into you, along with entities with that problem that you're dealing with. So, you know, if you're dealing with being a debtor, lack of money, well, you could have lots of people coming in, entities coming in, who maybe, you know, lost money maybe in the stock market. They can come into your reality. Maybe people who lost their houses, lost their car, or didn't have car insurance. You know, there's all different scenarios that people have here, you know, and they're all negative, and they're all bad because the outcome is not good. But they can do copy and paste, and you can get those entities coming into you and, you know, get rid of it. Start over. Do the clearings. So back to you, Ann.
So I would say if you have isolated that you have an issue with, say, regret, and you want to do that clearing, that you might also want to do the soul family disconnection and possibly the seven-generation regret clearing if you say, oh, gee, this has been ongoing in my family. And
yeah, that's correct, yeah. If it seems like a big theme to all of your family members, then, yeah, you want to probably do that, okay?
Right. Okay, good. Yeah, I think this is...
And then there is that history, you know. Let's just say that something happened on Christmas, okay? And then you found out that a similar event happened on Christmas Day for your parents. And then you find out that it happened for your grandparents, you know. And now it's kind of like, you know, a curse on you. You go, uh-oh, is this going to happen this year to me? It happened to my grandparents, you know. And so that day is like a key day for the aliens to tag you and to do stuff to you. So, you know, you want to get rid of that timeline. So if you do find out that, you know, things are happening that seem sort of similar, it's kind of like, you know, you're going along fine in your day, and then maybe you have an accident. Unfortunately, maybe you lose part of your finger. Just, you know, it's kind of a gross thing to talk about, but you know, you're doing, you know, you're on a table saw or whatever, or a knife, and zap, you know. And now you find out, gee, you know, my father missed the end of his finger. He did something, you know, and find out that your grandfather had the same problem. And, you know, maybe there's no more history past that, but you go, wow, this thing got copy and pasted on me. So what do you do then? Well, you want to do clearings on it because, you know, maybe something else happened even worse that you know nothing about. So you just want to get rid of that family genetics that could pull you down. And there could be worry. You know, there's people that are, you know, living the consciousness of the depression because their grandparents had it. And, you know, maybe your lifestyle is like that. You know, you have to, you know, you can't buy what you really want, but you buy something that you can maybe afford or have money left over. Maybe it's not that good of a product, but you're afraid to, you know, buy something that might be a middle-priced item because, you know, you're running the consciousness of the depression and you need the money for tomorrow. So, you know, you may look at that too and just see if, you know, you're dealing with that. And that can cause a lot of heart problems and definitely cause anxiety. You may have anxiety toward that, not even knowing about it. And people wonder, gee, this person's really, you know, they can flap a handle very easily. They're under high stress. And this could be something as simple as that, that you're running your ancestors' energies of depression and not having enough and afraid you won't have something the next day, a meal or something, where you lost everything, you know, and you're running all that energy, not knowing it. So that's why we have the clearings to help you out. So back to you, Ann. Looks like we can probably go to the light ship.
That's what I was just going to say. So everybody think of or write down one physical healing that you'd like to have the light beings work with you on. And we have some room requests. You're welcome to keep sending them in. And I'm putting them online for you, Ron. Do you see them?
Yep, I got them. Okay, so here we go, everybody. And this only works live for the people listening on the program live. If you have an archive that you're listening to, then you're going to just feel the peace energy. You will not be on the light ship. But you will feel the energy from the rooms coming to you as peace. And so get on one of the live programs that we have on Saturday Night Live on the light ship. So here we go, going up. You can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And we're going up. Then I'll count 2, 5. You get up there, commanding the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So right now you're still where you are. But you're bilocated on the light ship, and if you notice around you, look around, things around you may look slightly different because they're not energetically connected to you. Remember, in light energy, nothing cords anything else, so everything is separate. So let's go into the first room here, and somebody wants to know about a baby nursery. Going into that room, we could go into one of those rooms where the light beings do, in a sense, have children. So here we go. Let's go there. So, and then you want to request your one particular physical healing. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we have a request for an entertainment center. So here we go. We're going to go into where the light beings would actually probably view different locations that they could go to, okay? So everything's in the now. So you could view and sample places that you may wish to, visit. For a while and go there and find out what type of light form you may want to be when you go there. So this is kind of like a orientation type room. So here we go. And it could also be entertainment for you. So going into this room now, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we always like to go into the pain release room to release pain. And we'll go into the room with the floating magnets. And here we go. So if you do have pain in your body, sometimes people like to put their hand where the pain is. Here we go. So floating magnets coming your way. Stronger, 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 releasing that pain. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So interesting, we heard if we have anybody hearing people singing or getting an actual visual of other locations that you could go to, you know, during ascension time after that to go to another location. So here we go. Let's go into a room for the deers. So here's deer energy. One, two, three, four, and five. And we got some requests for, like, detox. So in the hot tub room, we'll go. Some person wants to have metal detox. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And another location for radiation. Go. Oxygen. One, two, three, four, and five. And let's go into another room that has different types of weather. This would be very interesting. This would be on different the planets of light. So going into the weather room. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And since we're on visiting other planets, we'll say, looking at those, let's go into the room where they have the different trees, different landscapes, mountains, you know, hills, waterfalls. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And let's go into the room with the small elephants, little baby elephants. And this will be the last room here. So stronger, stronger, request your healing. Stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. And let's go into a room, one more room. If you have any, like, bites and stings, let's go into that room. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And let's go into a room. Maybe you have a bruise on your body or just have some pain from overwork or something. So let's go into the pain release room or bruise release energies. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okie doke, everybody. So let's come back from the light ship. So we're coming back down. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, Ann, back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. We have, that was a wonderful trip to the light ship. We have two questions that are related. They may have come from the same person. Someone saying, how to disconnect from family members who are ill. I am the caregiver, and it's pulling me down.
Well, I would probably first get rid of entities, because they're probably drawing entities as you're a caregiver. And so the next thing is you probably want to release the energetic cordings between you and that person. And that could be kind of emotional if it's like one of your parents or something. But you want to release that energy, because if not, you're going to be dealing with their level of consciousness of their body. So if they have pain someplace, you could be an empath and you could be feeling that pain. Or if you don't feel it and you're, you know, maybe you just don't sense energies, well, pain's still coming to your body. and that energy that they have, let's just say that they have maybe a tumor or cancer or just something, it's still going to come into you, even if you don't feel it, as they're connected to you and through energetic cordings. And they may want to have you help them subconsciously, in a sense, and they're putting out that energetic cord to you. And then at the very end, you know, being a caregiver, we'll say, the family member, there needs to be closure, typically, for the person that is going to be leaving. So sometimes they wait and wait to have one of the family members come so they can at least see them or talk to them, and hoping that they will, the person will have the proper words to tell the person, you know, so that they can leave in peace, in a sense. So that's one thing. Sometimes that doesn't happen, and then the person leaves and they're upset, and that entity that was with them, that emotional body, now can haunt you, you know. And because they're waiting to have you say, you know, I really, you know, enjoyed that trip to Disneyland when, you know, when you took me there when I was 8 years of age, and you know, the parents maybe 85 will say, and that's out of your consciousness completely, but they were really upset at that age when they took you there, at your age, and they are holding on to that for dear life, and they go to the grave with it. And they're waiting for you to say, you know, I really like going to Disneyland, you know. You don't know that. So the closure, sometimes some people might intuitively get something of what maybe one of their parents or loved ones or whatever they're doing would like them to say, so they can leave, because they may be hanging on forever, and because of that. And hanging on is maybe draining their finances, possibly, and even yours, when they're waiting to have that closure. So sometimes it's good just to kind of end, you know, that situation, uncord yourself, and, you know, just tell your parents. And, you know, it's emotional stuff, you know. It's say, you can leave now if you like, and I really liked, you know, you raising me, even if, you know, even if they treated you harshly. You know, we had one show where, you know, what do you buy your card, you know, when you go to Hallmark, you know, at the shopping center, you know, and you go, well, my parents beat me all the time, you know, and everything else, and where's your department for, you know, telling your parents how awful they were to you? It says, oh, I love you, and everything else, you know, and so you're buying a card which goes against your grain, and then your parents really like that card, even though they tortured you, you know. But anyway, anyway, the whole thing is closure, probably, and to tell them what they want to hear. It doesn't have to be true, but at least maybe they'll feel good that they raised you, because they didn't know any different. Maybe they had entities. They didn't know that they maybe beat you all the time or did bad things to you or whatever, you know. They thought they were just being who they were. And maybe they were an alcoholic. They didn't know anything about how bad they were. You know, they just enjoyed having their, you know, their drink, their booze or whatever, and that's what they lived for, and excluded you. And they think they were a great parent. So, anyway, I guess energetic cording would be what you'd want to do to release them from you so you're not taking on their illness. So back to you, Ann. What do you have to add?
Well, that was a lot. That was very thorough, Ron. And but the other question that someone had, and I'm wondering if that would help this same situation, is someone requested that we talk more about the soul family disconnection. And certainly our family members are in our soul family. And I would think that would help a lot. And could you just maybe talk a little bit more about the soul family disconnection?
Yeah, that helps you to get released from the people in your soul family. And what happens is, let's just say hypothetically you have 100 people in your soul family. And you're all learning the same thing, in a sense. You have the same issues, okay? And that's the way the dark side set it up. So you all have the same issues. So now you're working on something to become more, maybe more spiritual. You're thinking you're raising your vibration, you know, because you're all doing the same thing. But you're all learning at the same rate. And sometimes the worst thing is that somebody in your soul family can't do it, do something, and they give it to you, or you say, I can do it. Yeah, I can cut off my finger. Yeah, I already got one cut off 10 years ago. I can do another one, you know. You're afraid to do this? I'll do it. No problem at all, you know. And so all of a sudden you take on this stuff that you go, man, I knew better than that, you know. Why is that happening to me again? No, but somebody gave it to you, and you happen to volunteer. Is your spirit will normally always say yes, you know. It's a non-judgment. So they got these plans for people for your life path, and, you know, you want to disconnect from all that stuff so you can, you know, live and be in neutral. Otherwise, you're going to, you know, be there and, you know, jumping around doing all different types of things according to maybe what your soul family wants. So that's kind of why you want to get disconnected from your soul family. We have that connection, but that clearing, which can get you out of some of your more temporary hardships that you're dealing with. So back to you.
Yes, and couldn't we put at the top, Ron, our names and maybe disconnect from so-and-so, like if you have an issue or a powerful thing going on with someone you know about in your soul family?
Yeah, that could be true. Yeah, maybe you have a relative that just hates you, you know? And you didn't do anything to them that you can think of, but they, you know, have all these visions of maybe you beating them in a past life or something. You don't know anything about it, and they don't like you. And so you could, you know, get yourself released from that. You know, it's hard enough living your own life, but trying to live the life of all your soul family members and to be doing, you know, it's all programs. So you're doing more programs according to what they want you to do. Just think if your whole soul family was debtors and they all, you know, have problems financially and you're trying to get ahead and you go, man, this is like, you know, I'm pushing this rock up the hill, you know, gigantic rock up this hill and I just can't make it move, you know. I'm exhausted. Well, maybe it's because that's what your soul family contract was with all these other people. You want to get out of that. You want to get your freedom back. So that's another way of looking at it. So if you're having financial troubles, you may want to get rid of your soul family members, and they may have forced you through a contract, through a program, you know, to do this, and that's what I would do is release it. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, that's really great. That's really, really helpful. Wow, it's almost time to end this show, but I'm wondering if perhaps we could. I did hear back from the person who wrote in about a timeline crash reaction. And it isn't so much what his issue is, it's that he physically has a reaction when he does a lot of timeline crashes where he feels sick.
Oh, okay. Well, very possibly you're on those timelines. And so you're feeling sick because you're coming back here. And you may want to do some clearings about feeling sick. Maybe let's just look at it another way. Let's just say that you're on these timelines where maybe you have malaria or something like that, where it's really, really bad, and you know, maybe you have some illness, maybe some alien illness, making your body actually hurt all the time, or maybe you feel like throwing up, or you get headaches, and you do the timeline crashes, and they get worse because that energy, you know, is out there on those timelines. So you may want to do something to clear away, maybe a space clearing. You may want to figure out what's going on in your life and clear that out of you, whatever, you know, you're feeling sick about. Because you could be on more timelines feeling sick, and you're just getting more awareness of what they're doing to you. You know, maybe you got it. Maybe you did 500 of them, and you got sick, and you go, man, this is bad. Well, maybe you got to clear actually 2,000 to get off of it, and you only did 500, and you're getting closer to releasing this stuff. But it's you're actually, you know, feeling it more because you're getting off of these awful timelines. But if you do too many things at once, you can feel sick or feel, have disease in a sense, because your body has to catch up. You could be having too many going at one time. So you may want to give some space in between to let your body recover.
Right.
Your body has to do the healing physically as the energy is being taken away from you. And you could be just very, very sensitive, and that could be a normal thing. So back to you.
Okay. And can you reassure this listener? I mean, he's wondering if you could just, take a look at his situation and why he has such very bad reactions when he's doing the healings.
It sort of feels like alien entities to me. So you're dealing with aliens, entities of the aliens, or something that don't want you to do the clearing. So they're doing that to you. So you may want to get on the alien attack page and put in alien entities in there and get rid of these things.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Ron. Unfortunately, thank you very much, but it's time for us to say goodbye. So if you'd like to do the mind-to-heart drop for us, that would be wonderful, and that ends our show. Good night, all.
Okay, so we have our conference call tomorrow, 8 o'clock, or 10 o'clock, 8-hour conference call on Sunday. Well, let's do the mind-to-heart drop here. So you want to command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts in your head and drop them into your heart. It's that simple. And now your spirit's awake, ready to do something, because you knocked on its door, rang the doorbell, and it's waiting. So now you have to command it. So you want to count from 10 to 1 to drop this energy down. You first woke it up, and now your command is the counting, to take the thoughts and drop them into your heart. So here we go, dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody, hopefully you're very peaceful right now, and hopefully we'll be seeing you on the call tomorrow. Blessings, everybody. Thank you. Thank you, Anne.